when you say that, that's not like loaning about it. Money or anything like that.
I think they say a loamy lamb, like buckshotty lamb.
I don't think I ever heard of that.
I'm not sure exactly what it means, but I've heard it. Somebody say
I don't think I know what that means.
Would you tell me how you break land? Plow you use?
Well, you used to use a 2-horse plow, 1-horse plow, and you cut your rows down or shim them down with a plow. And it was a long time before any disc was made, I reckon, when I was growing up. But anyway, you could go there and on a roll and shim it down there with a 1-horse plow and kind of get it on level. And then take a 1-horse plow then, or a 2-horse plow then, and break it just all the way around.
I see. If you had a 2-horse plow, what'd you call the horse on the left? Did you have a name for him?
Oh yeah, we had names for all of them, as far as that's concerned.
But I mean, would he be the lead horse, or?
Yeah, I think that would lead horse.
On the left?
Yeah.
And then,
you can tell him, yeah, and he'd push the other and
right,
sell away.
He was the boss.
Yeah.
After you you take the plow, how deep would you dig?
Well, about 6 inches.
6 inches. And just turn it?
Just turn it up.
And how would you then?
Well, you could have it, I'll take a drag and drag it, and then they finally got to making middle buses. They put 2 mules to it and take a roll of time, you see, and just spit it out. You can get a roll of time that way.
Oh, I see. The middle buster then would not go as far down?
No, it wouldn't go down as, well, you could put it as deep as 6 inches if you wanted to. But he'd go down where that run it was middle, and they just bit it out there, you see, and you come back on the other side then and make your roll.
I see.
And then when you got it planted, come back out then with a scraper and scrape on one side, and then go back up to the other end on the other side walking.
I see.
And the chopper's end would come along behind you. Mm-hmm. And then you take a shovel then, after it grassed out a little bit, and shove it one roach, half a roach time.
The scraper would get rid of the weeds, is that?
Yeah.
And the choppers, what would they do?
They chop the cotton, chop the grass and weeds out of the cotton, and leave a stand of cotton.
Or in between.
Yeah.
I see. That was all by hand.
Yeah, right. You're right about that. Now then, at this day and time, there's not much chopping going on.
It's all machinery.
That's right.
The metal buster then, I'm not sure I get that straight, the metal buster would make a rope. Would that be a furrow then, or?
Well, it would leave a furrow in the middle of that, where it went, you know. It just lay that dirt out.
I see.
And then you come back on the other side then, while it would roll it up.
I see, and cover it over.
Yes.
If you planted grass, and you cut it once, what would you call the next crop?
What about that?
If you would plant some grass,